This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Denver Broncos will not be part of Super Bowl 60. The team lost to the New England Patriots 10-7 at Empower Field yesterday. Nature didn't do much to help the Broncos. Snow that descended during halftime whited out the field for the rest of the game. In spite of that, season ticket holder Ethan Widoff left enthusiastic about how close the team got to the championship.
I was in high school when they were here in 2015, so like to have this new restoration of excellence here with the Broncos, like I'm excited for the future of this team.
Because of their first place finish in their division, Denver is up against challenging opponents next season, including Jackson, Pittsburgh, and Carolina. The State Department of Transportation says an unseasonably warm fall caused a spike in traffic deaths in Colorado last year. New data says more than 700 people were killed on Colorado roads in 2025. CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu says traffic deaths had been on the decline until last November.
We were looking at a 7% decline in traffic deaths. And then, as we all know, the weather was unusual. It stayed warm. With more people out and about, traffic deaths hit near records in those last 2 months of the year.
There was a nearly 170% increase in motorcycle deaths compared to the same time last year. Colorado experienced its fourth warmest fall last year. It was also the ninth warmest overall. The University of Colorado Regents have announced a plan to expand collective bargaining rights to faculty, staff, and student workers across all four CU campuses. If passed, the policy would establish a formal process for thousands of workers, including researchers, graduate assistants, medical trainees, postdoctoral researchers, and hourly employees, to unionize. The final vote is expected in the summer after gathering feedback from the campus communities. This is CPR News and KRCC.